Secret Life of Kenneth Williams, with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Blakiston, and Leslie Heritage. Chapter 8, The Black Widow. And here's the man who reveals all, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
I expect the question on everybody's lips at the moment is, why hasn't Kenneth Williams ever gotten married? Has he ever actually done it? I've heard insulting suggestions that I'm deficient in a certain department. And that I would not be able to give the average woman enough of what she wants. Well, may I categorically here and now state that I am not deficient. I have ample. I even have a bit more tucked away for use in emergencies. Oh, yes. And it gets bigger every year, what? If any lady in this audience would like visual proof, she's welcome to come to my dressing room after the show, where it will give me great pleasure to unzip my purse and show her my bank book. In fact, I can now reveal for the first time that I have been married. Yes, it only lasted 24 hours, but what a night to remember it was. Oh, it started by this urgent request to call on Sir Charles Prattle at the Foreign Office. The first warning came when this Miss Gibbs was so nice to me. Good morning. Good morning, my dear Miss Gibbs. And how are we this bright and sunny day?
All the better for seeing you, Mr. Williams.
Eh?
We never really appreciate people until it's too late, do we?
I suppose we don't.
You're so young and so brave.
Well, I made no secret of it. What's the matter? What's the matter?
It's just seeing you so alive.
Oh,
I'm sorry I got carried away. I'll let Sir Charles know you're here.
Oh, she kissed me, took her to her bosom. Bosoms. Yes, and kissed me. It must be these figure-hugging trousers. Yes, there's no other answer. The man said they'd have this effect in the boutique. They may cut me in half, but it's worth all the agony.
It's no good sulking, Tompkins. It's got to be done.
If you send Mr. Williams on this job, you'll be signing his death warrant.
Well, we've all got to go sometimes, and he seems to me the obvious choice. Yes? What is it, Miss Gibbs?
He's here, Sir Charles.
So, all right, you better send him in. I'll break it to him now. I wouldn't enjoy my dinner if I put it off.
Would you come in, please, Mr. Williams?
Oh, what disgusting trousers. My dear Williams, how delightful to see you.
Ah, Sir Charles.
Yeah, no, please get up. Stop kissing my hand.
Oh, do the obeisance, you see. Oh, Tompkins, you're wearing a black tie. Who's dead?
No one. Yet.
What am I thinking of, Williams? Take a chair. Oh. No, not that one. The comfortable one.
Oh.
Give him your cushions, Tompkins.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, I'm all right, thanks.
No, I insist. Take mine as well.
Well, my head's nearly touching the ceiling as it is.
A cup of coffee?
Please.
Take mine.
I haven't got the sack, have I?
The sack? Oh, no. We're not going to lose you that way.
Oh, must be these trousers again. Well, what did you want to see me about?
Oh, isn't it a beautiful day?
Yeah, it makes you feel good to be alive.
Yes, one must enjoy these moments while one can.
Excuse me, Sir Charles.
What's that with her?
Oh, I expect Tompkins has upset her.
Oh, really, Sir Charles?
No excuses, man. You were asking why I'd sent for you, Williams. Or may I call you Kenny? Kenny, my dear boy.
Mm-hmm. I'm not wearing these trousers again. Yeah, don't leave us, Tompkins.
Now, I want to see you about the next job you're to do for us.
Oh.
Now, you know me.
Yes.
I never shrink from the unpleasant task.
No.
I come straight out with it.
Yeah. So I've heard.
I can't deny that your next job could possibly involve some small element of risk.
Really?
In fact, I would go further. It may not be absolutely 100% safe.
Meaning you probably won't come back alive.
Tompkins! Oh, good Lord, he's out cold. His collar's tight. Loosen his collar.
Yes, sir.
Loosen his trousers. Yeah. William.
Oh!
Feeling better, William? Feeling
thank
better.
You, yes. Thank you. Blimey, yes. Yes, it was a sudden shock. The air was a bit thin up there on top of them cushions.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tompkins. blurting it out like that. You should have let me work up to it gradually.
Yes, very gradually, sir.
That will do. Well, Williams?
It's a suicide mission, isn't it?
Well...
dying that others might live, paying the supreme sacrifice for the sake of future unborn generations, shuffling off the mortal coil to achieve a better and cleaner life. It is a far, far better thing that I do now than I have ever done.
Yes, well, something like that, something like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to do it. Do you hear? I'm not.
No, thank you. I'm young. I'm virile. I'm butch.
Well, take a look at this photograph, Butch.
I don't want to see any of your rotten photographs. I'm not interested in your...
Precisely. The job would have involved marrying her. But as you're not interested...
Well, I never actually said I wasn't. Yeah, look at her. It's not 100% certain I'd die, is it?
Well, nothing's certain in this life.
No.
In fact, there's a slim, an excellent chance you would come out of it comparatively unscathed, that with the added bonus of spending a honeymoon with this lady. Yes, I wouldn't look at it anymore, old chap. Oh. You're tormenting yourself.
Yes, it does get you going, doesn't it? I'm throbbing with it here. Oh, I can't wait to get on the job, then. Who is she?
Countess Titania.
Titania, oh, an appropriate name,
Her father is the dictator of Vitruvia.
Oh, what's his name?
Rissoff.
I beg your pardon.
General Rissoff.
Oh.
His daughter is known as the Black Widow.
The Black Widow?
Yes. And when Vitruvia is short of money, the Countess marries a rich husband.
She's married three times. And on each occasion, her husband has been found dead in the morning after her wedding.
What did he die of? Ecstasy?
They were all murdered.
Murdered? In their beds?
In her bed, actually. Ooh. They all died with a smile on their face. But nevertheless, they were murdered.
Oh, but why?
For their money, Mr. Williams. The Vitruvian Exchequer benefited by over £10 million through their deaths.
Oh, well, I've heard of improving your balance of payments, but it's ridiculous.
Anyway, the General's got through that £10 million, and now he's in trouble again. He's misappropriated a £3 million American development loan. Now, if he can't repay it by this weekend, his regime will topple, and we are going to make certain that it does. Well, aren't you going to ask me how?
How?
I thought you'd never ask. Now, Countess Titania is coming to Britain tomorrow to marry a man she has never seen before, Lord Rigby. 89 years old, eccentric, no living relatives, and £3 million. Ooh. Now, the poor old devil will be dead by the weekend, and his money will give the General another lease of life.
Well, tell his lordship about
her. But he won't listen, so we've had to lock him away for a few days. And you will take his place.
Me?
Well, a bit of makeup, a false beard, and a bath chair, a piece of cake. You can go ahead with the marriage. We'll have it annulled in a couple of days, if necessary.
He means if you're still alive.
Thank you, Tompkins. If we catch her in the act of trying to bump you off, Williams, we'll be able to convince Lord Rigby of the sort of woman she is.
Well, suppose she succeeds in bumping me off.
Well, what better proof could he want?
Thank you. Thank you. Don't mind me. Just kick me as you pass. Okay. Nice.
We'll have the place swarming with CID men posing as your servants.
Oh.
And Tompkins and I will be guarding you personally.
Oh, well, I haven't got a lot to look forward to, have I?
Got the honeymoon.
Yes, as an 89-year-old man, what sort of honeymoon will I have?
Most surprising one from her point of view, if I know you. Now, don't worry, Williams. We will look after you. I'm sending Miss Gibbs to Vitruvia to cover things for that end. Now, do you think you could get Maisie to push your bath chair for you?
She's been pushing herself for years. I'm sure she'll be delighted.
Good, good. Well, we'll all travel down to Castle Rigby tonight. Right. Well, Williams, what do you think of the castle?
It's very nice. Although the sanitary arrangements are a bit primitive, aren't they?
That's a well, you fool! I say you didn't...
No, I was afraid I might fall in.
Look looking forward to the wedding?
With mixed feelings. Look, shouldn't I be putting on my Lord Rigby makeup?
No, there's plenty of time. She won't be coming until this afternoon. It's about time those CID men were here, though. The place looks empty without any servants.
Yes, Sir Charles. Sir Charles.
Oh, what is it, Tompkins?
The coachload of CID men, sir. They've turned up in Scotland.
Scotland?
Yes, you gave them the wrong direction, Sir Charles.
Me? Then why didn't you say so?
Well, I did say so, sir, but you told me to mind my own business.
I hold you fully responsible. Get them back here at once.
Well, that won't be till tomorrow at the earliest.
I know.
And the Countess has just phoned from the station. She wants a car to pick her up.
No. She's caught the earlier train. Oh, this is too much.
And she's brought Otto Klug with her.
Oh, no.
Otto Klug? What a charming name. Who is he?
Ventruvia's chief assassin. They want to make sure of you, Williams.
Well, thank you and good night.
No. You should feel flattered. He's the top man in his field. Oh, everything happens at once. Now, Tompkins, put on a chauffeur's hat and fetch them in the car.
Very good, Sir Charles.
And when you come back, you can be the footman and I'll be the butler. Now, off you go.
Yes, sir.
You'll have to take another couple of parts, Williams. Old Adam the gardener, he opens the gate for the car.
Oh.
Then you'll have to nip back to the castle quickly and be Claude, the old family retainer.
Oh, and if I've got any breath left, carry on with my duties at the honeymoon.
Yes. Now hurry up, the car will be back soon.
Why have we stopped, Tompkins?
The gates are closed, milady. Oh, where is that gardener?
All right. I'm old Adam, the gardener.
Well, open up the gates, my man. This is Countess Titania of Vitruvia.
Oh, his lordship's intended. Oh, I touch me forelock to ye, lady.
That's not your forelock, you fool.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I won't shake hands, my lady. I've been muck spreading and eating bloater paste sandwiches. An uneasy combination, you know.
I quite understand.
Yeah, I'm just lying by the gate there, gently humming away, letting the sun play on my begonia. When I heard a horn hooting, and I thought, I must be his lordship's intended, says I.
Yes, please, we are in a hurry.
Of course you are now. May I hope that your union with his lordship will be extremely fruity. Fruitful.
Tell the fool to open the gate.
That will do, Otto. Would you let us through, please?
Certainly, my lady. I see how eager you are. I won't delay love's fruition any longer.
Welcome to Castle Rigby, madam.
Thank you, Charles, but where is his lordship?
I'll get one of the servants to fetch him. Claude! Claude!
All right. No long time right from them gates.
Ah, Claude, this is our old family retainer, madam.
How do you do, Claude?
Pleased to meet you, madam. Yes. Would you like to wash your hands, or did you go on the train?
The Countess was asking after his lordship, Claude.
He's doing his limbering up exercises for the honeymoon, my lady. He's a bit worried about it. Says he doesn't want to reach his peak too soon. I'll go and get him for you.
No. Don't disturb him. I'll just go and have a wander through the grounds. Now, in one of his letters, his lordship mentioned Randers the gamekeeper. I would like to see him about some pheasants for the wedding feast.
Randers the gamekeeper? Oh, yes, of course. You'll find his hut by the stables.
Just follow your nose. You can't miss it.
Thank you.
Oh, so that's the Black Widow.
Yes.
Well, Maisie is waiting upstairs with my bath chair. I better go and put on my Lord Rigby makeup.
No, you don't, Williams. Find some moleskin trousers and a ferret. Then nip across the stables quickly. You're Randers the gamekeeper first.
Oh, no. By the time my honeymoon comes round, I'll be flaked out. She'll be laying there all transparent, nighty and even bosom. Oh, I'll be lucky if I have the strength to wind up the alarm clock.
Don't argue. There's a shortcut to the stables through the side door.
Randers! Woohoo! Are you there? Randers?
Who's that calling, Randers?
Oh, Randers, I am Countess Titania, your new mistress.
Oh, how did you know I had a vacancy?
Oh. How dare you look at me like that? Undressing me with your eyes.
So you are his lordship's intended, are you, my lady? I didn't expect anyone so young. Will his lordship's larder be enough to satisfy your appetite, I wonder?
Don't go too far.
Not until you ask me, my lady. And you will.
Oh, what makes you so sure?
It won't be the first time. Old man, young bride, and some gamekeeper. You'll soon find time heavy on your hands and want to come down here to stroke my ferret. I don't call this a rude hut for nothing.
Oh, such insolence. I shall report you to his lordship.
I'd think about it carefully before doing so, my lady. The time might come when you've got an itchy back and no one to scratch it. Well, excuse me now. I've got to give one of the maids a biology lesson.
Countess?
Yes, Otto.
Your father has phoned. He must be assured of the money by this weekend.
He will have it. The wedding is tonight. You will make sure his lordship does not live to see the morning.
That can safely be left to me.
You bang me down the steps. There's no springs in these bath chairs, you know.
You're always moaning, your lordship. Yeah. Oh, look, if you want to stop, just tell me. Don't suddenly slam on the brakes.
There's my bride-to-be, the Countess. How do you do, Titania?
Very well, my lord. Oh, I am looking forward to our wedding.
I'm looking forward to the honeymoon. I hope the morning never comes.
We will do our best to see your lordship's wishes granted.
You may go, Otto.
As the Countess wishes.
Oh, thank goodness he has gone, sinister-looking butcher.
Brunswick, you'd like to have a look around the grounds. It would stimulate our appetites. For dinner, of course.
That would be very nice. Yes.
Come on, Maisie, push away. We'll start with the dungeons.
But the dungeons? Is that where men were incarcerated?
No, they did that in the torture chamber. They needed special implements, you see. A bit faster, Maisie. The wedding's at 8.
Ready for us now, Mr. Williams.
Okay, Maisie, push away.
No, I'm not going through with it.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what now?
Well, I never dreamt it would go this far. I did hope, Kenny, that if ever you and I went up the aisle, it would be side by side, not with me pushing you in a ruddy bath chair.
Only a fictitious wedding, Maisie. It'll be annulled tomorrow.
The honeymoon won't be fictitious, though, will it?
That's my luck, old down.
Well, I'm not going to do it. If she wants it, she can come and get it. She's not having it delivered. Anyway, she don't qualify for meals on wheels.
Oh, come on, Maisie. We really must hurry, Mr. Williams.
Oh, all right, then open the doors. I'll do it.
Bless you, Maisie.
Titania, here I come.
Lovely wedding, my lord.
Yes.
Shut the bedroom door, quick. So what happened to Otto?
One minute he was there, the next he was gone.
You were supposed to be watching him like a hawk.
I only took my eyes off him for a moment.
You were too busy watching her low-cut dress, weren't
yes.
you? When the vicar dropped the ring down there, I could have died.
Oh, and I'm going to die if you don't find Otto.
Won't be long, beloved.
She's like the Black Widow spider. You know what they do, Kenny?
What?
The female kills its mate during the act of love.
What a way to go.
while they're making love, Kenny, she bites his head off.
She could do a lot worse.
Do you feel old, Marshall?
Not long, my love bird.
I'm not going in there. She's not biting anything of mine, or...
Maisie, you stay here. Don't leave him, whatever you do. I'll help Tompkins find Otto.
Yes.
All right. Don't worry, Kenny. I'll stick by you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's so lovely to get this dress off and let the warm night air caress my body.
Oh, listen to her trying to lure you in there with the bait of her naked body.
You want to know something? She succeeded.
Oh, no, Kenny, no. Remember the Black Widow spider?
Well, at least it died doing something, didn't it? Just sitting cowering in a room waiting for the inevitable.
Well, if you want something to do, Kenny, I'm here.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, don't fight it, Kenny. Come on.
What on earth is going on?
Hello, my love. I'm just having a bit of breakfast. The waistline, you understand.
What are you doing here, Maisie?
Putting his lordship to bed, my lady.
Yes, I see.
See, I thought you would be sleeping in my room.
Oh, no, I can't sleep unless I'm in this bed.
Then I will have to come to you. Maisie, would you come here a moment, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Close the doors as you leave and make certain we are not disturbed.
Well, very good, madam.
Alone at last.
Yes, my cherub.
It's the moment we've both been waiting for. Oh, you are very naughty making poor Titania come to you. Ah, for that, you will not see her lovely nightdress.
You are going to take it off?
No. I'm going to switch out the light. So, don't move, darling, and Titania will come to you. You are ready, Otto?
Yes, Countess.
Then let there be no mistake.
Any luck, Tompkins?
No sign of him, sir. Good Lord, there's Maisie.
Maisie, what are you doing here? I told you to stay with Williams.
I got booted out, but I locked the door so no one can get in.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
There's only one place Otto can be.
Where's that?
Inside the bridal chamber. You've locked Williams in with him.
Oh, no.
At what stage did the nuptials reach when you left them?
Well, they were definitely under starter's orders.
Yes.
It came from the bridal chamber. Quick. It's locked.
Someone's coming out. Countess, what happened?
He's dead. My husband, his Lord Jim. He's dead.
We're too late.
His mind must have been unbalanced. The excitement of the wedding, he took a gun and shot himself.
He would never shoot himself. Well, not without an audience, anyway.
You see for yourself.
Oh, no. No, Sir Charles. Don't pull back the sheet. I want to remember him as he was.
It's all my fault, Tompkins.
Oh, no, sir.
Yes, it is. I blame myself. In time.
I've never heard you say that before, sir.
Do you think... shouldn't someone say a few words?
Yes, I think he would have liked it, sir.
Oh, very well. Here lies our friend and colleague, Kenneth Williams. A man small in stature. But there was something big about him.
Hear, hear.
His heart.
Oh.
On earth, he was but a humble comedian. And I'd like to think that up there, in the great palladium in the sky, a packed house of seraphims, cherubs, and angels are tittering at his appalling jokes and funny walk. Only a few moments ago, we were talking happily together. Yet where is he now?
I'm under the bed.
Me?
Titania, no stopper.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, well done, Maisie. Straight right to the jaw.
Come on, Ange. Want another one?
No. It's all right, Maisie. It's all right. She's out cold. Now, you can come out from under that bed now, Williams, and brush yourself down.
Well, that's the only bit of fluff I've had tonight.
We can soon put that right, Kenny.
Get off. Put me down.
No. Wait a minute. If you're alive, Who's the joker on the bed?
Pull off the beard and see.
Otto! But what happened?
I hit him on the head with a chamber pot. Yeah. That's why he's the po-faced. Po-faced!
Get it? Now, you must have caught him a nasty wallop. What's the damage?
Small crack at the bottom, but it still holds water. Very nice piece.
I meant Otto. Oh. Is he dead?
No, just out cold. When the lights went off, I hid behind the door. He fired two shots at the bed. So I crept behind him and hit him.
That's a very brave thing to do, Kenny.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway, I thought, if she thinks I'm not dead, she'll have a go herself. So I dumped Otto on the bed and put my false beard on him.
Good thinking, Williams. Exactly what I would have done myself. Oh, I knew you'd come through it alive. I never doubted it for one moment. The first chance we get, we'll cancel the wreath, Tompkins. We won't need it now.
Kenny, Miss Gibbs. Williams. Maisie, coming here, please.
Well, what is it? What is it, Sir Charles?
Well, I've just been speaking to the Prime Minister on the phone.
Oh.
And I want you to be the first to congratulate me. He was so pleased at the run of successes we've been having, he has decided to honor the department.
Really?
He said, there's a pleasant surprise in today's birthday honors list.
Oh,
Charles.
No. I've done nothing. Of course, it's you and Tompkins who shall get the reward. As I told the PM. Now, where is Tompkins, by the way?
I haven't.
Sir Charles, wonderful news. Have you seen the birthday honours list?
Yes, we were just talking about it. Well, what have I got?
You, sir? Oh, you haven't got anything. I've got the OBE.
You, the OBE? What have you done? Where's the justice? Oh, this is most unfair. And take that silly grin off your face, Tompkins. You haven't heard the last of this. The Prime Minister will be here in 5 minutes, everyone, so get your glasses filled. Oh, where did that cork go? Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Gibbs.
Delightful party, Sir Charles.
Yes, thank you. Come on, Tompkins, and give me your glass.
Oh, you're speaking to me again, Sir Charles.
I want the Prime Minister to see what a happy team we are. But if you dare mention your damn OBE...
Where's Mr. Williams?
Over there talking to Maisie.
You were wonderful, Kenny. No, absolutely no. Wonderful.
Well, thank you, Maisie.
If it wasn't for you, we'd be up to our luggles in spies.
Well, up to our navels, anyway.
You know, that wedding ceremony you went through with the Black Widow, Kenny, it's given me ideas.
Well, forget them. Miss Gibbs is coming over.
Kenny, I'm not going to play hard to get anymore. You know how I feel about you, so what about it? Come on, speak those magic words I'm dying to hear.
Would you like my sausage on a stick?
Quiet, everyone. I'd like you all to join me in toasting the health of our star agent.
Right.
The man of many voices,
right.
Master of disguise, a man who, second only to myself, has contributed much to the modest success of this department.
Get up, Sir Charles. Stop kissing my hand. Get up. Get on the floor.
Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Oh, please, everybody. For I'm a jolly good fellow. For I'm a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us. Well, that's it then. I hope you've enjoyed hearing about my secret life. If anyone has been shocked or offended, well, at least you've heard the good bits. Thank you very much for listening. Bye!
That was Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Blakiston, and Leslie Heritage in The Black Widow. Also involved were John Hollis and Elizabeth Morgan. The Secret Life of Kenneth Williams is written by R.D. Wingfield. The script's edited by Jerry Jones, and the series produced by Keith Williams.